At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is Clan Chat, the locker room, and we've been speaking to the team members of Pete Russell's roster with the new season very much in focus. I'm Craig Anderson, and we've come to the end of the road of this series, and what better way to end it than getting the final word from the coach, Pete Russell. In this edition, we spoke about the summer series and what he learned, the latest signing, Vaslav Stupka, and this weekend when Glasgow Clan begin on the road at Fife Flyers in the Challenge Cup. So I started by asking about how excited Pete was to open his own chapter in Scotland's newest sporting rivalry.
I'm looking forward to it. You know, it's something new for me. I've been in England a long time, but I know how passionate both sets of people are, and it should be a cool experience. You know, I know it'll be pretty feisty, but I think our team's built for that, so it doesn't concern me that way. But hopefully we can get back into the mix with Fife, because they were the team last year in the conference, and we need to strive to be better than them again.
Is this a measure of just how this team are at the moment when you come up against a team like Fife, considering the success they had last year?
I think a little bit, but it's early for both teams. It's early for every team. But it'd be nice to see where we are a little bit, you know, as a team, and see where things have gone. But it's, you know, it's 2.5 weeks in. I think it's quite early to measure yourselves against other teams, but you always want to see where you are just at the start and see where you need to get better or where you're strong. And, you know, that's just how you process. The process works.
Looking at Fife's roster this year, where do you feel they've strengthened this year?
Yeah, I like the goalie. I think he's really good. He was a good goalie the last time he was in this league. Their D looks pretty solid, and offensively they look deep. You know, I think Fife are, you know, recruited well, and they've got some really talented players, and, you know, and there's a lot of teams with really talented players, so, you know, I'm sure it's going to be a great game.
And then you follow that up with the trip to Dundee on Sunday as well. Omar's got a full summer behind him, bringing in the players that he has. Where do you think, how do you think they'll do?
Yeah, I think Omar, the same as Fife. Omar's done a great job again. You know, but he recruits well, and he researches a lot, and he's got some top end this year, and I think he's kept some guys he wanted, and he's added to them, and, you know, and I think he's got a really, his team looked pretty quick. It'll be interesting to see. I think they've got a great goalie as well. You know, he's got a really experienced goalie, and I think that's going to help them. So they're going to be tough in their own building for sure, and, you know, it's always a tough place to go, Dundee.
Now, the summer series finished a week past on Sunday. You've had a good week and a half to sort of reflect on it. What are your thoughts on what you've seen from the team, and where do you think that there can be improvements, if you feel that there's any needed?
Well, I think from game one, I think we talked about this already after a couple of the games, I thought we definitely progressed. You know, I think it was great to see Gary Russell play 3 out of 4 games. You know, it gave him a lot of confidence with it. And then Joel came in and showed how good a goalie he is, which is well. So we have 2 great goalies. I think defensively, we looked stronger and stronger defensively. I thought our transition was good. And I thought the forward lines, obviously with Healers leaving, it messed things up a little bit. And we're trying to find lines a little bit. But, you know, I think we're where we are just now with them. I think we've found the balance we're going to go with. And we've tried to create some depth across the lineup, and hopefully it works.
Were you happy with how the lines gelled? I know you said to me at the time that you'd mix things up a little bit, but from what you've seen, and obviously more so in training in the last week or so, what have you seen that's made you happy with what you're seeing?
I thought the Sunday night game against the Norwegian team, I thought that was the first time we moved them again. If it peaks back to the middle, and we moved Hansen up to we played with Pitt and that, and that worked really well for us. And, you know, Grant was in the third line, and Musel was with him. Then we had the fourth line, and I thought it worked pretty well. And, you know, we're going to maybe change it about just 2 guys about a little bit, and I think it gives us more depth across the board the way we're going to do it. But, yeah, you know, I think we've got good speed. I think when certain players start scoring, they're going to feel a lot more confident, and it's really going to up their game, and I know that's going to come. And I think we proved how hard a working team we are in those games. I think there's a great work ethic within the team, and that's really positive this early.
Now, you've brought in Václav Stupka. Tell us a little bit about him. What does he bring to the team, and what are you hoping to get from him?
Yeah, well, I was after somebody before, and I'm not going to lie. Tried hard to get him, and it didn't come off, didn't work out. He decided not to come to the UK, and then I'd already looked at Stupka in the summer a little bit already. He came through a list, and he played with Scott Pitt, and Scott Pitt spoke really highly of him, and so did Felix Poulin. They played together in Slovakia. So, we're pretty lucky. With the visa rules and everything just now, it took us a real long time to get somebody in, and I just wanted to start the season with a full quarter, and I think Stupka brings, he's a terrific skater. Like, people are going to see how great a skater he is. He's fast, explosive. He's had some big seasons the last 3 years. Last year was maybe not where he wanted to be, but the year before that, he had some really good years in the top league in Slovakia. He's played in the Slovakian national team where he scored 2 goals in 4 games as well. He's a hard working player and he's got good skill level. And he's a strong player for the size. He's 5'10", but he battles and he competes. So we see how it works for him. We know how talented the European guys are, and it's just whether they fit to this league. So we made an arrangement that he'd come for a month and we'll have a chat after that and see where it goes. But he's a lovely guy. He's an experienced person. He's a professional. And it was exciting because if they take to this league, they're different in the way they play, and it can add to your team. It's a different tool to have.
And finally, as I said, we'll just start back at the beginning. The pre-season's over with now. It's now into the real stuff. This is when you start earning your corn, isn't it? You start getting the points on the board and get that great start that we're looking for.
Yeah, of course. And I think it's about sticking to the process. It's a new team. It's a lot of new players. I think they've been great so far. I think we're getting better every day. We're going to play some good teams at the weekend. We're going to play some good teams the weekend after that. We're going to play more good teams the weekend after that. There's no easy nights in the Elite League. And I'm really positive about it just now. I think we've looked good in training. I think we looked pretty decent in pre-season as well. I know you did as well. You're one of the guys that I spoke to, and were really, maybe when I was asking a few questions to myself about the team, you actually made me think a little bit different with the positivity you came about the team after a couple of the games. And it was always nice to hear that feedback. But now we go into the games where, it's not pre-season anymore. But I think our pre-season has been a great pre-season for the teams we played against. They're really good hockey teams, and they tested us in every area. And hopefully that stands us in good stead to have a good start.
So that's it. We're at the end of the road. So thanks for listening to this and all the Clan Chat locker room interviews we've done in the last few weeks. Download Clan Chat on iTunes, Spotify and Audioboom to hear the only podcast with all the latest interviews from Glasgow Clan. Don't forget to leave a review too and let us know what you think. Get the latest news and ticket information by visiting the Glasgow Clan website, clanihc.com, like the official Facebook page and follow us on Twitter and Instagram at clanihc. On behalf of myself, Craig Anderson, and producer Stuart Priest, thank you to all the players and the coach, Pete Russell, for taking the time to talk to me, and you'll be hearing from them a lot more throughout the season. Thanks again, and we'll be back very soon. Bye for now.